to the Sports Centric Podcast. It's been a while.
It has, man. It's been a long time, dude. I want to apologize to everybody, all of our five listeners that occasionally listen in on it. You know, of course, everything's going on in the world. Life's happening, but we'll honestly make sure to continue to try to put out more episodes to everybody that does listen, because we do appreciate it. You know, I know we don't get anything out of this. You guys don't get anything out of this, but we do. I do especially love you guys listening in, man. So we'll try to get this back right again.
The big news is the flip.
Hey, look at the flip, Adaris.
Is the Zach flipped to Florida State.
Dude,
Let's talk about that for a second.
We got a traitor amongst our midst, man. A traitor amongst our midst. I didn't want to believe it. But
Zach, former co-host of the Mind Me Lifestyle podcast. He's rolling with FSU now.
He is. I mean, so here's the thing. So I was, you know, I got the Instagram, the California Cane page. You know, it's got a decent following, over 1,000 some followers. And I do a lot of trash talking, a lot of just, you know, that's all Canes. Nothing pretty much but Canes. And I posted a picture because your guy, you know, James Williams, the one you was like, bro, please, the guy I want, we made his top two. You know, and I know you've been talking about him for a long time. Still don't think we'll get him. But anyways, so I made this post, and I posted, you know, that we're in his top two. And then our boy Zach hit me up and said, boo, hashtag Kane suck. Go FSU. And I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, and not just something like the crying face, like, bro, what was that about? He was like, but he explained, he said, well, I'm moving to Tallahassee now. Or my dad got a job in Tallahassee, moving to Tallahassee. And I decided to switch to the Seminoles because I'm gonna be close to him.
Speaking of Black Lives Matter,
yeah,
it seems like the biggest story
going on
right now is was it Bubba Wallace?
Bubba, oh man, you know I follow Bubba now. I never watched NASCAR, but I'm gonna start watching NASCAR.
So
I lied. I watched it once before on accident.
Bubba Wallace, allegedly.
Yep.
In his garage, you know, I'm not sure if he was, I'm not sure. I know he wore a Black Lives Matter or I Can't Breathe shirt, and he had Black Lives Matter on his race car.
Yeah.
But allegedly they found a noose and a Confederate flag in his garage. Yeah. Again, allegedly.
Yeah, I heard about the noose. I didn't hear about the Confederate flag.
I heard Confederate flag. What are your thoughts? I'll give my thoughts after yours. What are your thoughts about this?
Here's the thing. So Bubba didn't see it, right?
He didn't see it. Yes.
Yeah. And so it was told to him. So a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, this could be fake set up. So we don't know. We don't know. And Bubba doesn't know either. But
yeah,
you can't even, let's say it didn't happen. You can't fault Bubba because he's not the one that saw it. Someone told him about it. I'm not going to sit here and defend anyone and be like, oh, no, there's no way that could have happened, because that honestly 1,000% could have happened. Look at this country historically and tell me there's no way in hell that could happen. At what point in time in history would that never happen? You know what I'm saying? And so when I hear that, I'm like, I don't know if it happened, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, this is a scheme setup, because historically, shit like that is all literally since Black people have been in this country have always happened. So go ahead. You believe it's a conspiracy, huh?
When I first heard about it, the first thing that came to my mind was Juicy Smollett.
Jesse Smollett.
That's the first thing that came to my mind, because people know the story. He claimed that two white men with MAGA hats beat him up, threw chlorine or Clorox on him.
I said MAGA.
Called him say MAGA, called him a faggot, and
that's not funny. I shouldn't have laughed. My bad. But he lied.
And tied a noose around his neck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it came out. There was two African guys who he hired to do it.
Yeah.
And with him, with that whole situation, mm-hmm. there's just a lot of like funny stuff that went on. Okay. A lot of people say, okay, he was just doing it for clout, you know, to raise his profile.
Who's that, Bubba?
But no.
Jesse. Juicy. Jesse.
This is funny business because he should be in jail. He should be in jail, you know, because he got charged with a ton of felonies. But all of it got dropped. So it makes me think, and I've heard the notion that, hey, it was higher level people than him that kind of set it up for him and got him off. But he's being investigated again. But it took me to that of where, man, like, I can see to where someone set that up mm-hmm. to just incite hate, incite freaking anger, just cause more.
But it didn't incite hate. Because you saw what Bubba did.
Bubba, no, I understand,
he was a little sad about it, but everyone came together. NASCAR came together.
But if you think about it, what it does, I'm not talking about the individuals involved. Okay. I'm talking about the outside. You know, like the outside is like, oh man, there's so much racism. It's that mentality. It promotes that, not that mentality, but that notion that racism is so, so prevalent in this world today, or in the United States today. You know, some people think it's a very big problem. Some people don't think it's that big of a problem. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And it just promotes that notion of, hey, racism is such a big problem. And I lean towards the side of it's very overblown.
Mm. I mean, I'm not saying it's like to the point where I go outside and I'm gonna get murdered for being black. Obviously, we have made a lot of strides toward equality, but I also do honestly believe that we still have a race problem. And I mean, I know it's not that I believe, I know we have a race problem in this country. I mean, because when people are more upset about like the Confederacy coming down, or they're comparing the KKK to Black Lives Matter, because someone said, hey, man, my life matters, you're like, oh, no, now they're trying to classify them as a terrorist organization. But it's like, bro, just look at historically speaking, when have black people in this country, it's never happened. And yet we have president.
I don't agree with it. I don't.
But like, so again, I'm not saying that.
In the past, I agree. I think right now.
I'm not saying that right now, it's not like we don't have an opportunity to do good. But I'm just saying, you still look at the way society's set up, and it's like a lot of people still aren't being given a fair shake. Now, we're trying to get better, and that's the thing. Trying to get better, but like, you just look at the way systems are set up, right? Like, why are statues such a big thing that we can't take them down?
Okay.
But yeah, go ahead on what you were saying on why you don't think that it's the case anymore.
Well, I saw this very insightful video, okay? And there's a few different things, okay? You know, people like the big fight right now is police brutality towards black men, okay? And I saw a video. Yeah. It said, I think 4 or 5 years ago, there were 38 unarmed black men that were killed by the police in that year, okay? And the number, and this was Bill Barr, William Barr. He's the Attorney General for the United States. He said that number had actually dropped to this last year was at 10 So the problem is actually getting better, okay? So there's 10 unarmed black men that were killed by the police out of 8,000 black men who've been killed, who were murdered, okay? So it's a tiny, tiny, like, number, you know? In comparison, it's a tiny number, 10 out of 8,000. And, like, there, it seems like it's being blown out of proportion. And when, and this other video I saw, it, like, put it into perspective. When there are, like, true atrocities happening around the world, like, to black men, like, true atrocities, true, like, terrible things, true, like, stuff that, like, if you're going to march, if you're going to protest, if you're going to riot, you should riot over these things, okay? Like, for an example, I don't know if you remember in Libya, I think it was 2 years ago, photos came out of they were selling slaves, black slaves in Libya. There were photos that came out around 2 years ago, okay? Actual slavery, you know, black men being sold as slaves. There was no protest, no rallies, no uprising, okay? That's a true atrocity, okay? If you go to China, okay? Like, we saw how they've been treating Africans, like you cannot dine in restaurants if you're black African in China for a while. They were kicking people out their houses, forcing them to be homeless. That's true. And to me, that's true injustice. That's terrible behavior, you know, terrible human behavior in China. Also in China, they have concentration camps for Muslim men. If you're Muslim, in certain regions in China, they put you in a concentration camp and they're actively raping these Muslim men's wife. It's happening right now. That's a true atrocity, but we don't talk about it. We don't protest. We don't hear rallies about it. Also, in certain Middle Eastern countries, certain Muslim countries, if you're a homosexual, you're gay, and I've seen videos of this, they take you to the top of a tall building and they toss you off a building. That's an atrocity. That's true. Like, that's terrible behavior, you know, versus what's going on here, which is 10 unarmed black men were killed last year. It's not right, but I think it's more of bad apples versus true atrocities, a true problem that needs to be, you understand what I'm saying? When I say I don't think it's that big. I just think there's so much opportunity right now. As a black man, like,
and there is.
Well, I'll give you an example. My cousin, I have a new cousin. He just married my blood cousin. He has a business. He's a Muslim man. I think he's part of the Nation of Islam, to tell you the truth. So he's very pro-black, whatever, you know? And just what he was telling me is like, man, just... And he was, you know, Obama, loved Obama, whatever, you know? He was just telling me with Trump, you know, he went into it hating Trump, you know, like a lot of people did. But, and he was just saying, man, just over the course of these last 4 years, he just, man, like, dude, there's just so much opportunity that has come his way with, like, these legislations, this PPP loan that a lot of people got, this SBA loan that people are doing right now, the opportunity zones. He was like, man, just so many opportunities. That has never been available to him as a black small business owner. And also, I have experience. One of my best friend, I don't even want to talk about the numbers, but bro, like, it's this COVID has been a blessing for him. The amount of help he's received,
yeah.
And there's just to me, I'm like. If people would do less complaining, and I'm not talking about you, I'm not talking about anybody. It's like, man, complaining, just is one of the worst things you can do. You know, to me, for me, you know, like, okay, if you have a crappy job, a lot of people have jobs they don't like. I have a job I don't like right now. Like, complaining about that job will do you no good. Mm-hmm. It's all about actions, you know? And I feel like, like if people are willing to learn and be humble, it's just, man, there's just so much opportunity for everybody right now. It doesn't matter if you're white, if you're black. There's just so much opportunity. And like what we missed earlier, what I said is that there's problems in this country, okay? But compared to other countries, it doesn't even compare what happens in other countries. Like I mentioned earlier, in Libya, 2 years ago, photos came out. Like there was actually slaves.
I addressed that one. I guess they got cut off. Yeah. I addressed that one.
Oh yeah,
I was just saying that injustice, just because of injustice there, doesn't mean we ignore the injustice here. That we should fight for injustice everywhere.
I understand, but those are atrocities. Yeah. You know, those like, you know, we talk about slavery here. That happened 200 years ago. This is freaking happening right now. You feel me? And yet there's not too many. There's you know, some people care, some people talk about it, but. There's not attention on it, you know? And like what's happening in China. Like there's freaking so much crap going on in China right now. And it seems like there's only one man talking about China, you know? Not a lot of people talk about China. There's one man that always talks about China, you know?
But you remember that they caught a lot of heat. They caught a lot of heat, worldwide heat. After those videos came out, they caught so much heat, and they stopped.
As far as Hong Kong,
at least for Hong Kong, but when they were kicking out black people, they caught so much heat, and that was because people were like, when people saw it, they were like, "Yo, what the fuck?" You know, and everybody was just kind of getting on it.
Do you know what happened? I think you know what happened that caused them to stop that. It's because African countries, because there's a big Chinese presence in Africa. Last time I went to Africa, I was in 2010. I went to Ethiopia. There was a lot of Chinese company in there building infrastructure. I think what happened now is that a lot of African countries were like, yo, you do this to our people, they start kicking Chinese people out. They start kicking companies out. So it's like, okay, yo, we're going to lose money. So we got to stop doing this. I'm not sure if it stopped, but like I said, there's other atrocities going on in China, like freaking apparently there's concentration camps in China right now. They're like they've been locking up Muslim men, and you just don't hear nothing about it on the news. But apparently it's going on. You just do not hear one single word about it.
I didn't even know there were Muslims in China.
Apparently they've been locking them up and they've been raping their freaking wives. It's been going on. But like literally. I need to
get some more info on that just to see what's actually going on.
Like I don't watch too much news, but I know you do not hear one word about it on the news.
Nah, I don't really watch news either unless it's like coming from like I forget the website, so my wife has it saved on my laptop. It's just the unbiased news source. All they do is post here's what happened and that's it. They don't give you like, there's like, here's what happened and you form your own opinion. And that's what we kind of read. Cause like everyone, obviously if me and you both see somebody get shot, we're both going to probably take it two different ways on what actually happened or why it happened. And so that's just how news works. But this site is just going to be like, someone got shot, boom, and leave it. Like, and then you figure it out for yourself. So that's why, I mean, I don't really watch news that much either. I still read it just because I mean, how else you gonna know what's going on in the world? But I always try to take a step back and always form my own opinions.
Yeah, it's just, man, it's just like I said, this is a lot of atrocities going on in the world, and that seems to be ignored while this is being blown up. And I think it's being blown up for a reason. I think I know a lot of people think a lot of this stuff is political. It's for political gain. It's to sway people one way or another. That's what I think.
I mean, it's probably being blown up here because this is our country. You know what I mean? Like, that's, it's this, the stuff that's happening in America, of course, is going to be bigger in America because it's America. If something's happening in Congo, it might not be as big in America because that's Congo. Like, people probably still care about it, but like, something happening here in our country, it just naturally garner more attention, you know?
But you got to think about it.
So I think that's why that happened.
You got to think about it too, okay? 8,000 black men were killed last year. Out of those 8,000, 10 were killed by the police or were unarmed and killed by the police.
I think we got to check those numbers. I don't know if that's 10.
10. Ooh. 10. Versus years ago, I think he's this is from William Barr, Bill Barr, who's the attorney general. I saw his interview or pieces of his interview. There were 38 5 years ago, so the number is going down and down and down. Yes, 10 out of 8,000, yet we need to defund the police. You know, it's just, I think it's political, man. And have you seen what's going on in Seattle?
Double check those numbers because I don't know if that's right. I don't know if that's 10, because when what I've seen, it's way more than 10, but there's no way. And regardless, 10 is still a little bit too much.
But 10 out of 8,000. And it's going down from 38 5 years ago. You know, yet this is the reason we need to defund the police. This is why we're rioting. This is why, this is what's causing change.
It's not just those 10, it's historically, but even 10 is like, if you're supposed to be protecting people, 10 is still too much. Like, your job isn't to go kill innocent people, it's to protect them.
It's of course. You know, of course. Yes. You know?
So I think that, I mean, even the 10 is too much. And a defund the police, I didn't know what it was at first because it sounded kind of crazy, right? Yeah. It sounded like you just get rid of all police and let the world go into the purge, anarchy. But I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But then when I actually like learned about it and what they're saying, I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. They were just saying not get rid of police.
There's certain states that want to get rid of the police. There's certain states.
There are some people that want to get rid of police, but defund the police is saying, if you look into the policy or the plan proposed, was to not, like LA Police Department. I think, like, so I forget the numbers, but let's just go ballpark it here. Let's say the LA County, like, their budget for the city is $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, like, the police department gets, like, 90 million of it. And like the 10 left over has to go to schools, roads, all the other shit. And it's like, you got LA, like, they got tanks. Who the fuck needs tanks as a cop? Or why you need a tank?
Well, let's go ahead. Let's go to the next topic, bro.
Yeah. We'll splice that and hopefully make it sound good. Dang, man, this shit is terrible.
It's all good. I want to talk about Mike Gundy.
What happened to Mike Gundy?
You didn't hear what happened to Mike Gundy?
Nah.
So, Mike Gundy, I think a few days ago, maybe 4 or 5 days ago, maybe a week ago, he was on a fishing trip with his sons, and he was wearing a t-shirt.
And was that Mike Gundy?
Yeah, that was Mike. He was wearing a t-shirt.
Okay, I did hear about it then.
With the OAN, One American News Network.
Yeah.
And one of his players, I guess, is a star player. Never heard of him, but I guess the star player said, "This is ridiculous. I will not play for Oklahoma State anymore because of his t-shirt." My take. It just boggles my mind. It boggles my mind. Well, this network, it's a network that's pro-Trump. I've never seen a network. I just know it's pro-Trump, conservative, whatever, you know? And it boggles my mind. And it's not just the player. It's just people, like, really going at Mike Gundy for wearing a t-shirt. With you know, a network t-shirt. Someone's wearing a CNN t-shirt, no one would care, even though CNN is the same way, but on the other side, you know, They're anti-Trump. They're the anti-Trump network. This is the pro-Trump network. It boggles my mind. And this, the whole, it's just, and it bothers me. And going back to statues, like, I could care less if they remove statues. I just think it sets a dangerous precedent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying, hey, we have to remove this statue. We have to rename this stadium. We have to change this logo. We have to do this. We have to do that. It's like kind of that cancel culture. You understand what I'm saying? It's yeah. like, it's like, and I've heard Clay Travis talk about this. You can never please someone. Enough is never enough. You know, there will mm-hmm. always find fault in something, and then will continue to try to. To try to, you know, I heard of, they're not showing Gone with the Wind anymore, apparently because it's racist. Certain books, they're not selling on Amazon anymore because, oh, it's racist. You know, it's just, it sets a dangerous precedent when you do stuff like that. And that's why I didn't like Drew Brees apologizing, because it's like, man, yo, something finds, even though what he said wasn't, nothing he said in his statement, Drew Brees, was offensive. I don't want to get too much into the Drew Brees, but he didn't say something offensive. He didn't, like, you know, bash someone or, you know, talk bad about someone. There's just no need to apologize and say, I don't believe this anymore. It just, you know, people call them, you know, social justice warriors, you know, the woke mm-hmm. warriors or whatever. It just, you can never please those people, you know? And it just sets a dangerous precedent. And I saw some stuff on the internet today. I'm like, man, this is crazy. Like, these people are going too far. Like, apparently Sean King, you know Sean King?
Yeah.
One of these woke warriors, social justice warriors. Apparently he wants all statues of Jesus taken down because of promote white supremacy. Because he's white in pictures. I'm like, man, these people, you cannot please these people, and they will just take it as far as they can. But go ahead.
So I'll go into the 4 points. So the OAN shirt, I don't know too much about that network, so I don't really know. I don't know if they'd say disrespect, but if someone, I'm assuming the reason he got offended is because they might be saying some slick shit about black people, and he don't like it. He's like, man, if you're gonna support that, how they be talking about us, I'm not gonna play. So I don't know too much. But I don't know what that network does or what it says, so can't really comment too much on it. But, I mean, he made a change for his players. Those are his players. They look up to him. Like, that's their father figure. And if your father figure is, like, supporting something that you don't support or you feel, like, some type of way about, like, because people lend their kids to you, right, for 4 years or 3 or 4 years because you promise you're going to take care of them. And if it's like, yo, you're not taking care of me, you don't give a shit about me, then I'm not going to play for you. Go play for somewhere else. So that, I think that's all that was. I don't really know what that network is, but boom. Let's see, the statues. So I saw a really good video on this. And I think it's like I don't know if he's a comedian, but he's like a younger Facebook, YouTube guy, but it's almost like a Stephen Colbert type show, but he's like more of like a modern day hipster kind of dude. But anyways, he Temple? Was saying, I don't know of his name. I don't know. It could be. I don't know. But he's made some really good points that you can't judge people in the past by today's standards. So I understand that. And he also was saying that, like, because I'm all for removing Confederate statues because, one, they betrayed the United States of America. They were fucked up, shitty people, slave owners, rapists, all that shit. Statues are to honor people, right? You can honor, like, so Martin Luther, you put a statue of Martin Luther King, right? They said, oh, he cheated on his wife. Again, no one was perfect. No one in this world was perfect. Gandhi had some. He said some racist, fucked up stuff.
And they want to take that. They're taking down his statue too,
right? No one's perfect, but in this country, in America, the Civil War, the biggest divide, the thing that divided the country the most was the Civil War. You can't try to say we all got to be together, but people still won't let go of what the war was fought for in the South. You get, I'm not saying you take down all statues.
you take down, like, and it's not just, oh, because you live in North Carolina, right? Southern.
Yeah.
There's schools named after Confederate generals. There's hospitals. There's streets. Like, the bases. Like, why? Like, no one is so obsessed, right? And I think they call it, I've been to Germany, right? And they still have concentration camps as a reminder. But you don't see statue because they knew what happened there and what happened during that time frame was bad, right? And they accepted it. Like, you'll still see, like, you can go. I've been there. We took pictures. I didn't take too much pictures because I didn't want to be disrespectful, right? But, you know, you really got to see, like, man, like, damn, like, and everyone knows it. They don't even want to talk about it. But you can go and you can still learn. There's still museums. But guess what? No one in Germany forgot about the Nazis. Right. No one has. No one in the world has, because it's still in books. It's still in TV, all that. So you remove these Confederate, like, put again, people who've done more, like, good. Again, no one's perfect, but there are so many other people you can put statues up there to honor people. I don't want to honor Confederates. You say people say their ancestors fought in the South. Black people fought in every single war in this country in the history of America. What about our people? Right. Put Native American statues up. It don't matter. Put I don't know. You know, they're talking about renaming one of the bases to the super dope ass. I think it was a Mexican guy. I think it was an Army Ranger, something like that. But his rap sheet was like ridiculous. This dude was like almost superhuman. I'm like, yeah, name it after him. He's a real hero. You know that. But that's that. And then what was the other thing that we said?
Sean King wanted to take down statues of Jesus.
So
I'm not Christian. I think it's ridiculous.
I'm Christian. I'm religious. But I get what they're saying. So, and just, you got to hear me out on this one, right? Cause this one might come off crazy. But when you go back to slavery, right? How did you help keep slaves in check? Right. You listen to your master, your slave owner. This is what the Bible says to do. Here's what Jesus looks like. He's perfect. He looks like us. Historically, like, if you look at where Jesus was from on a map.
Of course.
No one looks like that white Jesus.
Of course.
I don't think you got to take them statues down. I think you can put Jesus any color you want to put Jesus, in my personal opinion. But if you want to go off of, well, if Jesus is from this area, in the Middle Eastern area, he's probably darker. He probably wasn't blonde with blue eyes. And that's what a lot of the statues or pictures and paintings look like.
Yeah, of course.
And because, you know, King James, when he was very religious, right? He made his Bible. He also took out things out of the Bible. And he put things
in the Bible. How would you feel if they start doing that? Would you be okay with it? Would you not really care?
Well, so, I honestly wouldn't care, because if in America, it's the land of the free, right? Freedom of religion. Because some people... Because if you want to leave that up, and if you want to be like, oh, well, it's our freedom, we can do what we want, blah, blah. So you have to allow people to put up statues of Satan if they want. Legally, like, they can statues of Satan next to any statues they want to. But people would draw a line there because they don't like it, right? So me, I'm like, if you want to put a statue up, I don't think we got to tear him down. I understand why he feels that we got to tear him down. I don't necessarily think you got to tear him down. But to people who are so angry at him tearing him down, if you ask the same people, well, let us put statues of Satan up, they're going to say, no, that's fucked up because they're hypocrites. So if you don't want to tear it down because you're a hypocrite, I don't really like value or opinion. If it's like, you know, I want to tear it down because of the situation, how, you know, it was used to manipulate people and it makes somebody feel better, closer to God because of their skin color. Then I'm like, all right, if that's why you want to tear it down, I guess. But to me, either way, like, I don't think you need to tear any statues of Jesus down. But that's because I'm...
Yeah. I think it's just, like I said, that's...
So, that's me.
If you give in to these people, that's how I feel. If you give in to these type of people, these a lot of them are liberal, you know? And it goes in. But I'm not saying every liberal person, but a lot of these people tend to be very liberal. But if you give in to these people's demands, it's like, yo, they will just keep on taking and taking and taking and finding fault with this or that or whatever, you know? Like, an example, it's in right now it's a lot about racism. You know, if they deem anything just a bit racist or maybe there's some racial background, they want to get rid of it. Okay. In the past years ago, it was a lot of this stuff. A lot of this cancel culture and, you know, it was with gay people, with homosexuals. Like for an example, Chris Broussard, I don't know if you remember when he was working with ESPN, you know, he's Christian.
Yeah.
He's Christian. He came on air. He said, hey, I don't believe in homosexual marriage. You know, I'm Christian, you know, and they tried to kill this man about it. It's like, man, you're not disrespecting anybody. You know, it's what I believe in. You know, he's not doing anything to anybody. It's what I believe in. But they tried. Yeah.
So you want to know what's crazy? Me and my wife had this conversation last night because she's pro-living, and I, you know, I have my beliefs or at least my thoughts. And she was like, you can't go around saying stuff like, cause we were talking about, trans people. Right. And I was, I don't believe it. I don't believe in it. And she was like, you can't say that. But like, what I was trying to say was, I don't understand it. Right. And so, that's a better way of phrasing something than saying, I don't believe in it. If you don't understand it, that's different. And that's what she was like, that's what you mean. And I was like, oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they're here, right? And they exist.
Yeah. I mean, like with me.
Understand it is all.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I think it's just a wording. I think it's just a wording thing. Cause you know, it's like Chris Broussard, like if he doesn't, it's not like he doesn't, you can't say you don't believe in something, right? It's cause kind of, it's just kind of fucked up the way to say it. It's like, you almost like shit talking down. But if you're saying like, I don't agree with,
that's what he said. I'm Christian.
I don't understand.
Christianity says it's a sin.
Oh,
you know, I don't believe in it. I don't approve of it. That's like, dude, it's just, that's his beliefs. He's not infringing on anybody. He's not. And like, I don't know. I just think if you give someone an inch, they'll take a mile. And I feel like, You see, you're giving these people an inch. Like, apparently they want to rename Florida State's stadium. Yeah, whatever it's called. Yeah, apparently the AD just talked to the president, and now the president's going to decide whether to change the name or not. I'm like, man.
I mean, so I think a lot of these pulling, I mean, I think it's, first of all, it's about time. Because you look at the country, man, a lot of stuff is named after shitty fucking Confederate people. A lot of people just want to feel included or like welcome. I'm going to be 100% honest. Growing up in the South, every time I saw a place with a Confederate flag, like a restaurant with a Confederate flag out the window, I did not go into that restaurant because I didn't feel welcome. So people wanting stuff to change, it's not that, oh, we just want to take everything. Fuck you. There are some people like that. I'm not going to say it is not. But a lot of the people, it's like, we just want, I'm speaking here for me personally. The reason I want these Confederate statues to come down and you to have statues of other people or you get rid of stupid Confederate flag.
Yeah.
And so people like me can feel welcome. If we're all supposed to be one country,
why
are we all under one flag? And I know some people take issue with the flag, but I guarantee there's more people that hate the Confederate flag than the United States flag. Because the United States flag is, And if you look at it without context, right, it's 50 stars and 13 stripes, 13 colonies, 50 states. You look at it without context or going deep into it, that's what the flag is. You look at that Confederacy.
Yeah, it's like,
racist. It's just,
I mean, I understand. And like with me, I'm in North Carolina. I grew up in North Carolina. I had the same feelings. It would bother me, you know. And I'm to the point, you know, I'm older. I don't care. Like, I don't care. If you want to wear, if I think to me what it does, I don't even think it's racist anymore. Okay.
I think if
you want to rock a Confederate flag, that just says something about you, you know? And I think it's not, I wouldn't even say you're racist. I would just say, hey, you're stupid. You're just not a smart individual, you know? you know, it's to me. I mean, I think it's to both. Me, it's not like you're wearing you're walking a KKK hoodie or Nazi. Or, to me, it's kinda. Not on that level. To me, it's not like you're wearing a Nazi symbol. Or, you know, it's just, man, people, they feel a certain way about it, and it's not a lot of people. It's not, you know.
It's a lot that goes into it, man. It is a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
And I just seen something breaking news.
Uh-oh, what happened?
The FBI says Rope had been in Talladega Garage since last fall. Bubba Wallace not a victim of hate crime. I'll read the article, a little bit of the article. The FBI has determined that NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace was not the victim of a hate crime, that a pull rope fashioned like a noose had been on a garage door at Talladega Super Speedway since as early as last fall. The FBI report concludes, and photographic evidence confirms that the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been positioned there since early last fall. NASCAR said in its statement, this is obviously well before the 43 teams arrival on garage assignment. NASCAR thanked the FBI. So nothing happened.
Ooh, that's good then.
See, it's just
what site was that?
ESPN. It just breaking news.
Oh, nice. That's good then. Because yeah, again, so Bubba didn't see it, right?
Yeah,
so that's what was told to him.
I don't blame Bubba. And I was listening to Clay Travis earlier today, and he was talking to a NASCAR reporter. He made a great point, man. He was like, I just don't think someone's that stupid. You know?
yeah,
like you got a
terrible time.
Yeah, you got to think they're going to be cameras there, bro. You know, they're going to be cameras. You know, and like, someone really that stupid to do that? You know, when someone really feels that much hate? I don't think. I think there are people like that, but I think there's just not a lot of people like that. It's minuscule the amount of people like that are just filled with hate. There are a lot of stupid people, but people filled with hate towards a race like truly racist people that freaking hate all black people or hate all Asians or hate all freaking Spanish people. I think there's very, very few people like that out there, in my opinion.
You should go to my page. I tweeted a video of an old white lady in a Confederate flag, and there's a whole rally of them, and she was yelling that she's going to teach her grandkids to hate you.
They exist, man. They're out there. They're out there. But I think I just don't think that there are many people out there. And I'm telling you, there are white people like that that freaking hate all freaking black people. And there are black people out there that hate all white people. And there are Asians out there that hate all black people. And there's freaking Spanish people that hate all. There are people there, but I think it's a small amount of people, you know?
I feel like, I feel like black people are, for some reason, hated the most. I don't know why. I think it's because of, like, movies and media and stuff like that. You're right. There are people that hate everyone. But, I mean, look, at the end of the day, this is America, right? My white friends, I love those guys. My wife, her family, love those guys. My Hispanic friends, love those guys. My black family, love them all. And when we're all together, at the end, I think majority of the time, I feel like America's like my people. Like you go to a hurricane game, you got white people, black people, Cubans, like everyone's hanging together. I feel like, but you do have the hate, but yeah, I'll say overall, I feel like we've came a long way, we've gotten better.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
at the most part, we're in this together at the end of the day.
And so?
At the end of everything, we're in this together.
And I think what's most important is opportunity to improve your life, to freaking get more money in your life, to live a good life. And there's so much opportunity out there. There's more opportunity than ever before. And I see it. I'm telling you, I see it. I have friends, I have family who, man, they're like, yo, this opportunity is crazy. And it's supposed to be one of the worst times in human history with the coronavirus, when freaking it's turning out to be one of the best times in human history. For some people,
yeah. Ooh, so let's get into Canes because I gotta run a little bit. Have you been on the Garcia to the U hype train? Come on now, Sai. Come on now.
Okay.
Come on now.
I need what I need is, I don't know how good he is. You know, I don't know. I haven't watched too much of him.
Watch his film, man. So, because USC, they got another four-star quarterback. A lot of people say is better than Jake, right? And the rumor, so I don't know if it's rumor or it's hurricane rumor, and we've just been pushing this shit heavy, because he sees it. And the rumor is Jake felt disrespected by that, from getting another quarterback, because USC was a dream school. Let's be real. I'm going to be real. It was a dream school. But now, that's not saying he can't beat the other quarterback, but it's like, if they went after him, they really liked him, another highly rated quarterback, do you feel disrespected? Because guess who didn't go after one this? We don't have a quarterback committed this class, I don't think. Not right now.
Yeah, no.
And so, hey, and then here's the thing, too. He's getting so much love. Brad Kaya, he was, like, responding to Brad Kaya. Vinny Testaverde. He's responding to he was like, oh, not you, too. Because everyone sees that Garcia to the U hype train. I believe Marsh started it. But yo, like, he is heavily involved in hurricane recruiting. He's like with the Miami commits. He's communicating with them on Twitter all the time. Like that. I think we might. I didn't at first, but I'm like, bro, it's a dream school, blah blah. But ever since USC made that move, I think we might get this dude, man. I think we might get him.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta watch more of his stuff. I know I watched Junior and the Big Dog on YouTube. Shout out to Junior and the Big Dog. I know Big Dog is really high on Jake Garcia. Yeah, again, I gotta see his stuff, man. I'm not gonna lie, I love Van Dyke. I'm like, yo, he's the quarterback of the future.
Yeah, to TV me, he here. Yeah, we got him. You know,
to me, TVD, if you can build a perfect quarterback, it's him, because he's 6'4". That mug is already like 230, like, you know, 220, 230.
Yeah,
and he's athletic. He can move.
He's a big boy. He reminds me like Cam Newton.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Cam Newton, because Cam Newton's more, you know, more athletic.
Yeah, Cam Newton's faster, but I'm saying, like, looking at his build and like the way he's throwing the ball and the way he moves around in the pocket, at least, like, yeah, he's not as fast as Cam, because Cam is a freak. There's not too many Cams, but for a big dude, you know.
Yeah, and his arm, he got everything. The arm, mobility. It just comes down to, yo, is he accurate, and does he have a good mind? Can he read defense?
Yeah, that's what we got to see college, because it's all. I mean, everyone's dope in high school. Yeah, you know. but
he looks like, to me, he looks like, yo, I retweeted this. Yo, he looks like a future first round pick to me, you know, but we'll see.
I mean, it's set up. Look, because right now it's going to go. So my thing is going King, Cozy, TBD, hopefully Jake. You keep that thing going, man. You keep it going. Keep it going. Let's become quarterback you again.
So, you know? Romelo. Let's talk about Romelo real quick.
Yes, we got him back.
Again. Romelo Brinson.
Yep.
I haven't watched too much of him, but to me, he's the best. He seems like the best receiver we've had, like, in a long time. Like, the best, like he, everything you want in a receiver, he kind of has it. He's tall.
Yep. He reminds me of Amon Richards.
To me, when I see him, I see a step above Amon. But he has to prove it. He has to prove it, you know? Because I'm going to tell you what, okay?
Amon,
I don't like to talk junk about players, but Amon Richards, to me, okay, he was really good his first year. Uh-huh. Really good, okay? Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was the number two receiver, okay? Number one receiver was Stacy Coley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was Coley getting most of the attention. Amon would eat, you know, at the number two receiver. When he kind of got
1,000 yards, though.
No, but he ate. Gonna lie, he had a great year. He ate, but you know, but he was a great number two receiver. But when he moved his sophomore year to the number one receiver, I know he was injured. I saw games where I'm like, yo, he's about to dominate, but I saw certain cornerbacks, like good cornerbacks, kind of lock him down. I'm like, yo, he's good, but he's not like an elite receiver, you know? Because I saw a player for Carolina who went in second round. He was a second round pick, kind of locked him down. He didn't do nothing against him. I saw the Notre Dame, one of the Notre Dame's cornerbacks, a guy, Julian Love, he went like second or third round. He kind of locked him down. I'm like, man, he's good, but he's not elite. You know, he's not one of those receivers to where, yo, it don't matter who's on him, he's going to freaking eat. You know, he was really good as a freshman as a number two. But when he got moved to that number one slot, he didn't produce like I thought he was going to produce. And that's why I kind of like Romello a little bit better. But we got to see. I just think he has a little bit more upside. But again, you never know. You can look like Randy Moss in high school and freaking do nothing in college.
I think it was just injuries. I think what it was, man, because he was eating. Like, I remember when I watched him play against Georgia Tech and he made one grab and I was like, bro, and the hurdles he'll make, the like, he can be covered. Like, he could take a screen and make it go 80 yards. Like, I think when he was fully healthy, I mean, he was projected to go first round at one point. The latest I've ever seen him in any mock drafts is third round. But they had him going first round to the Eagles. Like, that, every NFL, like, when he's 100% healthy, when he was 100% healthy, with a good, even, because look at the quarterbacks he had after Brad left. He had Malik Rozier. Come on, dog. Yeah. Come on, dog. No,
I feel you, but like I said, I saw corners, just like good corners, NFL corners, guys went second, third round, like kind of shut them down, like lock them up. I'm like, yo, these are good corners, but they ain't like, that's not, you know, a first round top 10 pick locking you down. You know, that's a good NFL caliber corner. I'm like, man, it might be because of the injuries. It might be because of, quarterback play, but I don't know. It just didn't. I think it was a lot of hype with them. But he was a good player. I'm not saying, okay, like, I'll give you an example, okay? Like I said, Stacy Coley was the number one. He was the number two. And he ate. It's like, okay, like Juju Smith-Schuster, okay? When AB was the number one and Juju was the number two, Juju put up crazy numbers.
Yeah.
You know? Crazy numbers, okay? And they were like, oh, they don't need AB. But this past season, AB's gone. Juju's your number one. The number one corner is on Juju now. He doesn't look as good. He does it now.
Big Ben was hurt, though.
No, he was hurt, but still, he just his production just freaking dropped. It dropped. And a lot of people don't think he's the number one anymore, you know, versus when AB was there. Dude, he had like 114 receptions. He had better numbers than AB, you know. But it's a lot easier to eat as a number two. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? When you got that number one taking that pressure off of you.
I mean, and that could have just been like a learning curve too that Amon had to get through. You know, I will give him the injury bug. I'm not gonna not give him that one because it's true. He was injured. He was battling injuries. But yeah, man, I'm gonna give him some slack on that one.
But he was, I'm not saying he wasn't a good player. I don't want to say he was a good, because I think he was a good player. I just, that, you know, he's a good player, solid. He's one of the better receivers we had. But to me, like, if Jeff Thomas, Jeff Thomas is getting open. He's going to get open. And if he's not open, he could go up and get it, you know. And you saw that Amon's first, was it his sophomore year? Jeff Thomas started to kind of take over that spot as our best receiver towards the end of the year.
I mean, Jeff was fast. Jeff was super fast.
He's fast, and he it's just, man, I don't know. I don't want to go too much into that.
Yeah,
but Romello, he has all the tools to be elite. Jacoby George, freaking, yo, this is going to be a good class. Freaking.
I think,
This is going to be a good class, man. I think really what it comes down to is James Williams.
Mm-hmm. Your guy. Okay. I know you've been on us since day one.
Yeah, James Williams and the Palmetto players. I really want Breshard Smith. That's the player I really want. I want a few of those Palmetto players, but Breshard Smith in the slot. from Romello and Jacoby, bro.
I want all five of them. I want all five Palmetto kids. I know it's unrealistic, but I definitely want all five of those kids, man. We'll see what happens though, man. From what my sources are telling me, we're still in play for all of them. All of them.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they say we're still in play for all of them. Obviously, they want to win, but a lot of kids said we want to see Miami win first, and then all the fans are saying we do too. We want to see them win too, man. What the hell?
Just imagine a safety duo of Avante Williams and James Williams.
I know that's I think what people are trying to push on them. Like, hey, man, this is what can happen if you stay here.
That would be freaking crazy. That would be freaking crazy. Say thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Peace out, fellas. Yeah.